This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2182. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. Above all, the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition recorded March 16th, Antarctica, Australia, Brazil, Canada, China, Cuba, Greece, Indonesia, Japan, Korea South, Kurdistan, Mexico, Netherlands, North America, Philippines, Romania, Russia, UK, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Further monitoring of LRA 36 Antarctica, 15475.98, reduced care USB. There was supposed to be a broadcast Friday, March 10th, starting at 21 UT for 6 hours, but hardly anything was heard. There may have been traces of it. However, Eduard Korsakov in Moscow said he was already hearing it that day until 1600 UT, much earlier. Since then, it's shown up at various times on various days, as it seems they've been doing further testing. There was a broadcast Saturday, March 11th, after 21 UT, when they were still just below 15476. Rodney Johnson in Minnesota says, "The first time I've ever heard or logged it, 2305 UT, March 11th, with an announcement at that hour, then some music in Spanish, more IDs. I was also hearing this via remote in Argentina, as early as 2104, and it did keep going hour after hour. By 2309, I was able to hear it directly as well as via the remote in Argentina. Among other things, at 0116, they started a new program called Tranquilo Sur, about southern Patagonia and Tierra del Fuego. That's now into UT Sunday, March 12th. And it kept going. I heard it go off the air at 0302, seemingly without a formal sign-off announcement. And next reported on Tuesday, March 14th, from Wolfgang Duschel in Germany, 15474.971 at 2330. Yes, they were 1 kilohertz lower than before. This indicates it's their new temporary transmitter. At midnight 30, March 15th, I measured on 15474.97. It's both on lower and upper sideband, but louder modulation on the upper side and still with a reduced carrier. Doug White in Central North Carolina was also picking it up direct at midnight 48 with an ID for RAI Argentina al Mundo. Yes, we hear a lot of those, even though it's actually the Antarctica transmitter. Horacio Negro in Uruguay explains, "They've been doing tests on upper and lower sideband, including AM. I read that Corolla of RAI was asking for reports in our WhatsApp group. Expect more tests coming besides regular schedules already announced." Indeed, I was again hearing it Wednesday morning, March 15th, tuning in at 1600, when it was just below 15475 with that RAI multilingual ID, and still going past 1820. Zaharias Yangas in Greece says, "Careful analysis shows the lower sideband is quite a lower level than USB by about 10 dB, and still going at 2035, when Eric Fetterswalp was hearing it in Washington State. Rather, he was using the remote in Uruguay. And Levy P. Everson in Norway says he was hearing it directly, an ID past 2015. And on March 15th, the carrier went off at 2047. However, listening via remote in Alberta, Wolfgang Duschel was hearing it again. UT March 16th at 0135, it was jumping slightly up or down 1 hertz from 15474.972. Upon Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard reports on 5045 Bay Islands Radio in Queensland, Australia. "Since their recent return, they've had some amazingly decent reception," he says, "for a low-powered station, nicely above threshold level, so I was able to ID many of the songs they were playing nonstop. March 15th was another day with no IDs or PSAs, and not an island FM relay heard after 11:39 UT with over an hour of nonstop enjoyable listening to a wide variety of older songs," which he goes on to name. Then Ron received a nice reply back from Shannon after emailing a report, saying the station plays two different playlists. His format playlist is more heavy rock music, a rebroadcast of 88 FM called Bay Islands Radio. It has IDs and some ads, he says, which he was hearing back on February 27th. While it is Kevin, the licensed station owner, whose format playlist Ron actually heard with no IDs. So the two of them share airtime on 5045. In Hardcore DX, Bill Smith in Douglas, Massachusetts says, according to the diary of EI7GL, Brazil has begun extending its FM band down to 76 MHz. That's the former TV channel, of course. A station on 77.9 has been heard in Portugal. Should be an interesting target for U.S. FMDXers. Les Rayburn also has news about this. On March 7th, Rádio Justiça from São Paulo was heard in Portugal on 77.9, a distance of 4,896 miles, most likely via trans-equatorial. With former medium wave stations starting transition in numbers to the expanded FM band, there should be opportunities for DXers in the U.S. to log a few of these in the 76.1 to 87.3 MHz range. The first 10 stations began broadcasting in this range on May 7th of 2021, five of them on 87.1, all owned by the public broadcaster EBC. On WTFDA, Mike Bugoy reminds us, we are too far north, most of us, in the U.S. to get trans-equatorial propagation, possibly South Florida. During a late-night band scan of 49 meters March 10th at 0736, I was astounded to encounter on 6007 USB Trenton Military. The flight weather station, which is supposed to be on 6754, where it was missing. Nice clear frequency anyway, on 6007, inside the broadcast band. As usual, many of the remote reports from Europe were no report received. One can only hope that in matters of life and death, Canada's military achieves a bit more accuracy. Somebody must have mispunched the keypad grossly to land on that frequency, and unlikely to happen again, but it could be anywhere. Furthermore, even if the frequency is correct, with each ID they announce the time, which for months and years and still is 64 minutes slow, more than an hour wrong. Later that day, they were heard again back on the proper frequency, 6754 USB. Incredibly, at least one DX editor I discovered skipped my report about this, apparently considering it inconsequential. Don Moman in Alberta replies, last time they were off frequency, not this much. A friend who had been involved with their operations in the past mentioned it to them, and only after a lot of back and forth did they finally do something. They initially chose to believe their equipment displays instead of our ears. Via Gerald T. Pollard, a CBC News story of February 21st, by Sidney Cohen. A multi-pronged campaign is underway to get the Canadian Telecommunications Regulator to reverse a decision that blocks cabin radio from broadcasting on Yellowknife's FM airwaves. CRTC concluded the city's radio market could not support another commercial FM station. 3.5 years after cabin radio, NWT News website and online radio station applied for a commercial FM license for Yellowknife. CRTC confirmed it did not even look at cabin's application. The community's response to the decision was swift and strong. Ron Howard reports on 6105 USB, Chinese military number station at 1240 UT March 11th, a woman reading numbers in Chinese underneath heavy interference. It's VC01, as confirmed by Hiroyuki Kumatsubara in Japan, who listened to his recording. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba. We're in a transitional period now since the time change matching Miami, but before the official worldwide A23 season begins. But RHC has already made some frequency changes, maybe anticipating the new season or not. They usually don't settle down a bit until a week or two after the start of the season. In any event, a new frequency has shown up, 9700, March 13th at 0352. It went off at 0400. They were playing music, so I'm not sure whether it was the Spanish or English service. However, Ricky Leong in Alberta says they were still on 9700 at 0428 UT, March 14th, clashing with the Voice of Turkey. When I heard it, they were going off just as Turkey and Turkish was coming on, 9700 at 0400. On March 16th, Wolfgang Büschel says 9700 is a replacement for 6165 in the English service. It was very strong and parallel to 6000 at 0146. As for the first English broadcast of the day, should be 1 hour earlier, at 19 UT on 15140. And indeed, on the first day of DST, March 12th, it was going already at 1900, but cut off the air abruptly in the middle of the hour at 1930. And this happened again on March 16th when it was barely audible. Radio Havana's own website is uselessly outdated, and they boycott HSCC, but they do register with ITU, and the A23 schedules are available, at least as of planned, as February 23rd. So I looked through their higher frequency entries and find 15140 shown as 1700 until 1930. They're already turning it off in the middle of the broadcast as planned, it seems. That's aimed 340 degrees to the north-northwest. A lot of discussion in the medium wave mass group about 1404 kilohertz from ERT in Greece. According to their own website on February 21st, they were planning on refurbishing and reactivating that medium wave station at Komotini on 1404. Luis Tosrigas reports from Chicago that it is on the air, according to a later item from their website. They said it's in the eastern end of the border, spreading the voice of Greece into the Balkans, the coasts of Asia Minor, and also the Aegean Islands. 1404 had been off the air since November of 2014. Or maybe not. Someone had reported, presumably, that in October of 2021 from monitoring on Rhodes. Ron Howard in California reports Voice of Indonesia Channel 1 on 3325. March 15th at 1303 in English with news, patriotic song, etc., but unreadable due to very low modulation, yet somewhat better than the usually heard open carrier. This Channel 1 programming is very different from the WRMI relay of VOI Channel 2 at 08UT on 7780. Ron Howard also reports Japan on 5006, the HFD radio station JG2XA, March 13th at 1112 to 1155, carrying out an HF Doppler project. Their new 200-watt signal is doing very well. Checking to hear if they've started their CWID, but they have not. It's just an open carrier. Alan Rowe ran across something of concern on the NHK World website, saying, simultaneous distribution of NHK World Radio Japan will end on April 2nd. We're not sure what they mean by that, but as we suspect, it is not good news. Mike Terry finds something else, at least in English. The service provides broadcast in 18 languages. The live streaming service in Japanese will end on April 2nd. Kai Ludwig says the machine translation gives simultaneous, apparently the term that in English should be linear. So, linear distribution ends. A technocratic paraphrase for radio will be turned off. Rose of Radio Northern Europe International has investigated further into the original Japanese. A probable possibility is that they'll cease streaming NHK World Japanese Language online. I'm holding out hope that this is unrelated to shortwave radio. Last week we had a report from Ron Howard about a new frequency, number 7, for Echo of Hope, clandestine from South to North Korea, 7640. But on March 13, he says at 11UT, I'm no longer hearing it there. Nicolas in France has reported a new frequency 7710, confirmed by others, but I have not heard them yet. So this indicates VOH is experimenting with their seventh frequency. In the British DX Club, March 15th at 1344, François posed a question. Does anyone know which station is currently broadcasting on 17470? Malno Ritola and Tony Rogers soon reply that it's Denge Welat, the clandestine for Kurdistanish Turkey. Wolfgang Bissell suggests they're exploring some new frequencies for the upcoming A23 season. In any event, it was widely heard for the next few hours, including by myself, best reception at the remote in Qatar. I was hearing it past 1905, and the frequency was considerably offset, like 17469.753. That offset is typical of the Tashkent Uzbekistan relay site, which is where Wolfgang Büschel also thinks this is coming from. It was quite in the clear on that first day, no jamming yet. But the next day, March 16th, Zaharis Liangas reports at 1308, co-channel interference ahead of about 100 hertz, already being jammed by Turkey, killing reception. Arthur Posner near New York replies, heavy jamming by Turkey today, creating a very annoying byproduct of around 250 hertz. monitored on many remote receivers, the powerful Turkish signal overcoming Dingebaylat most of the time. Via international vacuum, internet, AM, FM, and shortwave, World of Radio 2182. A non-commercial service like our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Joe Caberlin, VE1EJ in Port Colborne, Ontario, who sent some U.S. dollars to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. And may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Tim Hall in Chula Vista, California, is the reigning expert on Mexican broadcasting, not only from his extensive monitoring, but also investigation about the current situation on the web. Here is one example in NRC International DX Digest on 650 kHz XECSBK, Paralelo 20, Puerto Vallarta, Jalisco, is a new social community station. It took over the AM license and continuity obligation of XEEJ after it moved to FM. The new one is on the air, slogan Paralelo 20, La Coordenada Informativa. The anthem at midnight is the children's choral version. Transmitter site is in San Vicente, Nayarit, but studios and offices are in Puerto Vallarta, Jalisco. He says, I have not heard the news station myself yet. This comes from a DXer in Jalisco who posted a recording of the ID. The new license's website, paralelo20.com, is basically a travel agency. It makes no mention of the radio station, but I've seen a picture of their office doors, which now have decals mentioning the phrase 6:50 a.m. Here's a confusing situation on long wave 171 kHz reported in mediumwave.info via RustyX. Stefan Maynard says on March 4th, a Russian station was on 171 until 22 UT, completely covering Medi 1 and Morocco. But a March 5th reply from Laszlo Tringer says, it was Medi 1 with a Saturday night dance music mix. Russian producers' works are featured. I heard that program and it was Medi 1 with its own jingles during the music. They are often playing dance tracks from Russian producers in the Saturday night program. In the NASA flash sheet, Ralph S. W. Perry in Illinois reports hearing one of the low-power Netherlands stations on 6130, grandiosely calling itself Radio Europe. This was on March 11th, at first in NID, playing electronic dance music selections with a heavy beat from 0515 past 0530, a weak signal in Illinois. But he hunted around for a good remote signal and found one in Spain, finally at 0536 ID by a distorted robot-like voice for Radio Europe, and then a hip-hop rap song, peaking around 0539, not bad at all, directly tuned in central USA. Played My Generation by The Who at 544, the biggest problem, a splatter from 6135. It was still there and directly received it past 0600 UT, but fading. North American Pirates, thanks to Mix Radio International for sending me an unsolicited but appreciated EQSL in response to my mentioning hearing them 3 weeks ago on World of Radio. The latest addition to my QSL gallery at worldofradio.com. Lucas Bandura in BC reports, music in the AM window, 3874 AM, March 12th at 0711, and he gives a long list of all the songs they played until 0758, received at S9 plus 30 via the remote at K3 FEF. But apparently there was no ID, another pirate oddity. Vostochnaya Zvezda, or Eastern Star, on 4015 USB, 24/7, says Lucas Bandura. It's been nonstop for a few days, as of March 12th. Seems to be associated with Radio Pushka, now inactive on shortwave, but not the same station. I've been logging it on HF Underground, but so far only Token has heard it direct from his remote QDH in California. Radio Pushka claimed to be in Arizona. This seems to be from somewhere very close. Best reception on a Kiwi found by the Southeast antenna at KFS in California. And more from Lucas Bandura. Station YHWH back on the air. First heard on March 11th at 0408 on 7475 AM. He says it's from the Mojave Desert. Had been inactive since November. First day back on the air. Walt Salmaniv agrees it was last heard on November 6th. and many more logs followed. He may be on the air almost every night on 7475 or maybe 7470. However, not heard on March 16th, but Lucas says, according to Token on HF Underground, YHWH is also operating on 11560 before he broadcast on 7475. And another odd pirate reported by Lucas Bandura, Jazz for the End of the World, heard on 7305 a.m., March 14th at 0320. Ricky Leong also reports strong stable reception in southern Alberta, March 14th until sign-off at 0403. They signed off as, this has been a doomsday jazz production. And one more, Eric Fetterswalp in Washington says, Mixed Radio International was hopping around the 12 MHz band. UT March 12th tuned in at 0258. On 12205 USB, then it jumped to 12225 to avoid interference. And a moment later jumped again to 12230. Regarding our comment last week that maybe VOA or USAGM should bring back its medium wave megawatt relay in the Philippines, Yogi Miao in Hong Kong replies, I guess it was not brought back because it did not perform well. I remember listening to 1143 and later 1170, and all I could hear was 24/7 interference. Kai Ludwig adds, that came from the new high-power signals in mainland China. It's understood, at least by those responsible in Washington, that the signals had been put on 1170 for that very purpose. The PRC had effectively neutralized the transmitter, thus a decision was made to abandon it. On FB of WRMI, Radio Carpathia brings music from Eastern Europe, beginning March 20th. Tune in to Radio Carpathia, Sundays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 02 UT Mondays on 5850. For a great selection of music from Eastern Europe, ranging from the classic oldies to the latest hits from five countries. More at the website, radiocarpathia.org. Not sure whether to file this under Russia or Ukraine non, but it appears to be a clandestine one way or the other, reported by Johnny Serra in Roma, Italy. It's on 10460 USB in the Russian language. March 2nd at 1807, playing techno music. They mention Ukraine frequently and Putin. On HF Underground, Chris said it is an anti-Russian broadcast, since they mention Slava Ukraina. And then again on March 5th at 1734 until off at 1753. It is at that time it switched to 10465 USB with the same broadcast. You may have heard about the row at the BBC because a well-known sportscaster made a comment which got him suspended. And much sports broadcasting also had to be suspended because he was supported by his colleagues. His name is Gary Lineker, L-I-N-E-K-E-R, and I found his exact tweet, at which I'm going to quote, judge for yourself. He was, of course, replying to someone else. He says, there is no huge influx. We take far fewer refugees than other major European countries. This is just an immeasurably cruel policy directed at the most vulnerable people in language that is not dissimilar to that used by Germany in the 30s. And I'm out of order? Dave Harries replies, this episode seems to have blown up in the BBC's face. Meanwhile, BBC has been cutting various language services because of budget cuts, notably Arabic, but on a more positive note, via Alokesh Gupta, this news from the UK government. The government awarded BBC World Service 20 mega pounds to support language services and English language broadcasting. It is a one-off payment to protect all 42 World Service languages over the next 2 years. The studio talkback link from Channel 13 KOVR in Sacramento has been on the air again, 26110 Narrowband FM. Reported by Harold Froge in Michigan, March 13th at 1614. We've been monitoring that day and since and find that it's actually a two-hour program called Good Day, not on KOVR itself, but its sibling station, or substation, KMAX, called Good Day. The pickup unit on 26110 is intermittent. It goes off during commercials and is only turned on, apparently when really necessary, to communicate with remote correspondents. So used at various times when KOVR itself is doing local news. It was heard again on March 15th and 16th, for example. And I found the listing in FCC details about it. Its own call sign is, symmetrically, KMK282, and the power is 60 watts. Also being heard by Doug White, KA5ETS, in Central North Carolina, who measured it centered on 26109.92 kHz. John Filiozzi in Florida says, there's something disturbing about VOA English. I've been listening to the 21 to 22 UT hour via Greenville 11720 with excellent reception, at least for another week or two. It's exclusively music other than news on the hour. I like the Music Time in Africa program on Fridays, but I was disturbed to find the broadcast on March 10th was an unannounced repeat from last year, a few months prior to the World Cup, which they were discussing. It makes me wonder what VOA English is doing. It sounds like a complete mess, with little regard for any kind of meaningful coordination. Whether it's shortwave relays, local FM affiliates, or internet streaming, is this apparent mishmash attached to no particular schedule, which you can't find anywhere on the VOA website? Is this what USAGM thinks is a good image for its international media effort and in its primary language? VOA English should be the centerpiece of USAGM organization. Right now it sounds to this stateside listener like an afterthought, and not a very thoughtful one at that. Last week we noted that KVOH was back on the air at least one of its three weekend times on 9975. However, UT Monday, March 13th at 0125 and later, they were gone again from 9975. Looks like they need a new transmitter, maybe somewhere else. I seem to recall a few years ago they did acquire a second used one, but maybe it was never put into service. Ron Howard notes that on March 11th, Saturday at 0450 UT, WWCR 5890 had a familiar voice, but one I don't particularly like to hear, a Tony Alamo recording. He, of course, died in prison in 2017 while serving a long term after being convicted of multiple sex crimes. I was unaware he was being carried here at this time on WWCR. Ben Dawson notes that another old-timer is gone, well, not a real antique, but an important station for many years, WGEM 1440 in Quincy, Illinois, dates from 1948, but its license has now been turned in. It was featured in years past in many advertisements for Gates Radio in Harris. Radio Vanuatu is still being heard on 7260, but not very reliably. On March 16th, Ron Howard says, he did not go off at 0658 as usual, but stayed on past 0740. But Gary Pence, KM5X, says it went off the air abruptly at 0807. The carrier only was still on, however, at 818 and not heard on any other frequencies. Of considerable concern is the loss of AM radio in cars. No time for great details, but Mike Terry refers to ArsTechnica.com, which says the 2024 Ford Mustang is the next car to lose AM radio. The propagation outlook from SWPC. Geomagnetic field is expected to range from quiet to minor storm levels G1. Many A indices in the double digits and high K indices correspondingly, such as 16 and 4 on March 20th, 26 and 5 on the 26th, 24 and 5 on the 30th. The quietest days of only 5 and 2 are only March 17th and 18th, and 21st to 23rd. Solar flux rising from 135 March 18th to a peak of 165 April 2nd to 4th. With many thanks to all our contributors and stations, Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week as I conclude World of Radio 2182 with a standard disclaimer.